Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series where we feature interviews with our bloggers. My name is Tony Truppiano. I am a nationally syndicated talk show host, and I am here with Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation Jennings Wire, a community of bloggers that their personal experiences and the wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you.
Well, thank you, Tony, for a wonderful introduction. And of course, I love Jennings Wire. It's my creation. And it's just so enjoyable to go there and read the bloggers' posts and listen to their podcasts and be able to bring such wonderful, you know, guests into our readers' lives, especially our guest today. I just love this guy, Mark Stevens. And he's going to be discussing business marketing strategies with special attention on how to unstuck your business. All right, so unstuck. By unstuck, what I mean by that is, what do you do if your business is basically going nowhere? It's just stuck. It's crying out for something new. And quite frankly, you don't know what to do because you've tried a lot of things that didn't work. And now you really need something that works. Well, I'll say this. Get ready for a fun and over-the-top interview because from what I hear, our guest today, Mark Stevens, is known for delivering business insights with blunt truths and unconventional wisdom. So welcome, Mark Stevens, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, Mark Stevens is a lifelong entrepreneur and founder of MSCO.com. It's a business-driven, entrepreneurial-minded marketing and business advisory firm that focuses on accelerating the growth of their clients. Get a load of this, folks. Mark's client list includes Nike, GE, Estee Lauder, Virgin Air, and thousands of Main Street businesses. That in itself is impressive. Mark, let me start off by asking, you know, tell us a little bit about your, what's the name of your book, and why did you name it what you named it?
Well, like you're referring to, Your Marketing Sucks, which is has been a big bestseller for many years. And I named it Your Marketing Sucks because a lot of people are fed up with the marketing that, well, I've had a lot of businesses in my life, and I used to try to hire marketing firms that could help me grow my companies. And after I sold a successful business in 1993 and thought I would take a very early retirement and just my check in hand, go to the Caribbean with my wife, it didn't take me more than a month or so to realize that having been an entrepreneur since I was a teenager, I didn't want to stop building businesses. But I started thinking about marketing for the first time because in a really focused way, because I couldn't find a marketing firm that I didn't think sucked. So I guess I had to build one. And what I mean is that people do marketing through marketing firms or through their own, and they don't get ROI. They don't get return on investment. They may get, you know, people saying, hey, that looks, your website looks beautiful. Well, that's a really nice brochure, or you had a great event, or whatever it is. But there's no ROI. And marketing is really all about business and or ROI. It's not about creativity for the sake of creativity. It's not about winning awards. It's about generating revenue for companies, whether it's a Main Street business that's a, you know, less than $1 million a year, a $10 million business, $100 million business or more. Everybody has the same goal. How am I going to grow my company profitably? And my book, Your Marketing Sucks, goes back to the fundamentals of marketing. And that's probably why it has been and was a huge bestseller, is because it made people rethink how do you use marketing as a powerful business tool, not aesthetic tool. And it happens to reflect the philosophy and methodology of my firm, MSCO.
All right. Well, you know, I find this interesting.
And by the way, Random House, who published the book, their Crown Division, they fought me. Hey, we're not going to call the book Sucks. You can't say that. We're not going to publish it that way. And I said, well, if you're not going to use that name, then you're not going to publish the book. We went back and forth for months on it with my agent because what was I going to call it? Your marketing is not good? That would be terrible marketing on my part. Nobody would read the damn thing.
Yeah, when I was researching your bio, I saw that. Don't you have another one about management that was published by them as well?
Yeah, your management sucks because
right.
The truth is
so
there's a connection. There's a connection between management and marketing. You know, it's all business.
Yeah.
You can't have great marketing and lousy management. They have to go together.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I believe that the manager of any business of any size should be the marketer in chief and a salesperson in chief.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the great business people like Steve Jobs and Ray Kroc and people like that. They were the marketers and salespeople in chief.
Very true. Why do companies often hit a wall in their growth trajectory?
There's a couple of key reasons. First of all, success is a dangerous thing. So sometimes companies, at some point in their evolution, they hit a sweet spot and business starts rolling in and they say, oh, this is divinely inspired. God wants it to be that way, so it's always going to be successful. I don't have to do anything anymore, just to fill orders. So they take their foot off the accelerator in terms of marketing and all the things that are designed to grow the company going forward, and they get complacent because success can do that to people. They start thinking that the days of having to build the business are over. So complacency is one thing. A second reason that they hit a wall is that often management lacks a vision for what the next step should be. They start off with a founding idea. They can make that idea successful, but sometimes it's small. Like, I don't believe, for example, that a company should ever have one retail store. So let's say you have a great idea for a retail store and you make a success out of it. And it's a great muffin shop. Well, if you have one muffin shop, no matter how successful it is, something's going to happen. Somebody's going to come along across the street. Somebody's going to have something online. Somebody who you don't expect is going to come along, and or people are going to get afraid that eating too many muffins is going to make them fat. So something's going to change. And so the vision that you need to run a business that's – and the key words are scalable and sustainable. Scalable and sustainable. They don't have the vision, so they just are – happy with a small vision for the one unit they have built, whatever it is, and they think that they can stay there. But in business, you can't stay there, and you ultimately run into competition and an evolving marketplace, and so you've hit a wall. Those are the two main reasons, management's own myopia and the complacency that happens often due to success.
Why does so much of what passes for marketing fail? And then by extension, what are some of the keys to great marketing?
Well, marketing fails most often. You have to look to a single reason. There's many reasons, but if you want to look to a single reason that applies to every business listening, it's that it's the elements of marketing are not integrated. So people will say, and we've all heard this, you know, I'll build a new website. I'll try a new website. I'll get a salesperson. I'll send out a brochure. Anything that's done in a siloed, balkanized, one-off way is going to likely fail. What you want to do, I was just on the phone with one of our clients who were announcing something. We're going to market with something new now. So simultaneously in their marketplace, there's going to be billboards with a teaser campaign that says very little except the web address, the URL, and a teasing sentence or two, which I can't reveal without revealing the client. People will get something in the mail that's also like a tease, but now they've seen the billboard and they've gotten something in the mail. They don't understand what this is because it's just a little teaser. And it's all designed to draw people to a website to see this offering. And they also will open up their local publications and see a full page ad with the same teaser that's in the billboard. So all of a sudden on Tuesday, nobody knew about this new offering. On Wednesday, everywhere they turn, there's something teasing them about it. So it's all integrated. So you're not relying on one thing, and each thing reinforces the other. That's critical. Like one of the principles of business. It happens to be a principle of life that I am very fond of because I know that it works, is that anything in business that's not equal to the sum of its parts is going to fail. It's out of business. Any business that's equal to the sum of its parts, management's usually content. They say, that's good, we're fine. We're equal to the sum of our parts, we're doing okay. you're going to fail. A great business, a sustainable business that's going to grow and thrive over the years has to be greater than the sum of its parts. And the marketing can very much a big factor in that. It has to have an exponent over it. That's because when all the things are reinforcing one another, they produce an exponential factor. And that's something that we all have to think about. Because if we go in an incremental, linear way, we fail. When I see people who I'm first meeting in business and I ask them, do people like your company, its products or services? And they say yes. I say, well, you know, you're going to go out of business. And they say, no, I told you yes, they do like our business. And I say, well, that's not good enough. They have to love your business. And the transition from like to love is critical because we tend to be happy with the fact that people like our businesses or our products or whatever it is. They must love it.
Yeah, you actually lead me to my next question fairly nicely.
Sure.
Why do you say that for every business it's important to make a mid-course corrections to seek to raise the bar? Is that what's going on?
Well, it's to raise the bar, but it's also to get ahead of the curve. Is life the same today as it was 5 years ago?
No, absolutely not.
And what about 5 years before that?
Absolutely not.
And even a year?
Absolutely.
So if we're sitting around waiting, we have two choices in life and everything we do, personally and business-wise, and I think there's a tremendous connection between personal and business. Their life mirrors business mirrors life. But our choice is, do we want to stay equal to the curve or do we want to get ahead of the curve? And only by getting ahead of the curve, so through these mid-course corrections, we start thinking, wireless is big now. Do I have a wireless capability? Tablet computing is big now. Can I advertise on mobile tablets? On mobile devices are big now. Can I advertise and should I be advertising on mobile or communicating on mobile devices? We don't know what's coming next, by the way. Instagram was bought by Facebook. Do we have any way of using that to locally, geo-targeted or globally, depending on the scope of the business, to use what Instagram has to promote our company? I'm just using this as an example. So mid-course corrections require that we go in a room by ourselves, shut the door, or take a hike like I do. I take a hike every single morning with my dog to think, blank page think. What am I missing? I think the most important word in business is why. It's why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we not doing what we're not doing? And what's coming next? And if we wait to react to what comes next, we're behind the curve.
I'm loving your energy. I'm going to tell you that much. We are quickly running out of time, so let me just ask you I still have a lot of questions to get to, so we're going to try to get to all of them. Very quickly, you've got a retreat coming up. Tell us a little bit about that, Mark.
We have retreats all the time. We get businesses together for several hours to talk about, to really dig into what's going on in their company and designed to find an epiphany about what, even if it's the company is successful, what can it do to be more successful? But if it has hitting a wall, or it looks like it's hitting a wall, or management is going to sleep unhappy, or they're afraid of something, or they hate their partners, or they don't understand why people are complaining, or they don't know why sales are dipping, or they don't know why they're not growing fast enough, the retreat's designed to find that reason. It's a multifaceted team of people here at MSCO who sit with the business or businesses and delve into what's going on so we can get way beneath the surface, because that's where the action is.
And if people are
things we don't want to admit to ourselves.
If people are interested in the retreats, how do they go about contacting you for that?
They can contact me, Mark Stevens, mark@msco.com directly, or they can go to yourmarketingsucks.com. It's easier to remember than our website, which is msco.com. They can just go to yourmarketingsucks.com. Make an appointment to talk to me. That's the easiest way. Everybody can remember, yourmarketingsucks.com. There's a scheduler on there. Make an appointment, and then we can talk.
All right, last question.
One of my team members can let them know when the next retreat is.
Sure.
Right. Last question, and I'm going to have to ask you to keep your answer concise. Why do you recommend infomercials?
I don't recommend them. I recommend that you learn from them. Infomercials do a couple of things. It's easy to dismiss them. They show product comparisons. They use real people. They make offers. They give points of contact. There's something to remember. People look their noses down at infomercials, but you can't leave an infomercial without knowing who to call, when to call, what the offer is, the before and after. Those are important things to learn from no matter how you're marketing. By the way, there's on msco.com, which is the main website for the company, there's a free chapter of Marketing Sucks.
So I want to remind everyone that this podcast is presented by JenningsWire.com. We are a talented and unique community of bloggers who share their world with you. I think you'll find some wonderful bloggers on the site that you are going to quickly say that are your favorites and that you're going to be following with every post that they put up on JenningsWire. So thank you, everyone.